Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. I hope you can hear me just fine because I am using a different set of speakers here, or what do they call them, cans? I'm using a different set of speakers here today. So I want to say, if you can't hear me, you know, just shout out to me in the chat room, and we'll try to fix that situation. But if you can't hear me, then welcome, because it's Friday, and I am your hostess. I'm your hostess of the most tonight, Sierra Devine, and joining me is Alana Evans. Hi, Alana.
What's up, girl?
I'm doing pretty good, but you know what? We all of us heard you coughing, and we're like, oh, gosh, we need to give her a cough syrup or some cough medicine. You know what happens when you party too hard in Vegas? You come home with a cold or a sore throat.
Girl, there were so many fans.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Wow.
I had a good time. I've survived. And I am so
really
much better than I was 2 days ago. Let me just tell you that. 2 days ago, I wouldn't even be here tonight.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit worried. I was like, I know, it's so much fun, Avians. And I saw all the pictures. And I just got to say, you know, Avians have just really just come up since when I used to go to them back in the day when it was a small little thing. It's amazing to watch and so beautiful to watch that it's become such a huge convention.
Absolutely. You know, it's very different than what it used to be. The awards show
extremely different.
The highlight of the week for sure. The convention is really strange because it's packed into these rooms that, you know, you end up having to go to three different places to experience the whole show. And so,
oh, really? It's not in the big, huge venue like it used to be? Well, we were like the CES back then.
Oh, girl, yeah, no, it's over at the Hard Rock. So it's
oh, wow,
meshed into the joint and, like, mm-hmm, a couple of little banquet rooms that they have. So trying to find someone's booth can be very confusing.
Wow. Okay, so girls is everywhere. There's beautifulness everywhere, and you can't be upset about that. Well, unless you're trying to be the main girl on the block at that moment. But No, I don't mean for us, but I mean for, like, you know how it is. Sometimes you always get the one girl who wants to be the main girl, and it's like there's 500 of us here. You can't be the main one. At least 50 of us have to be the main one. You know?
Yes.
And nothing against you, but at least 50 of us get to be the main one, okay? Because there's like 500, so.
That's right. These diva bitches are in full force.
Yeah, it's so crazy. But I'm so glad you made it back. I'm so glad that, I mean, like I said, I did enjoy the pictures. I saw all the great pictures and the pictures that you posted and photos of you that were posted by everybody else. And I was just smiling my butt off. Okay, smiling my face off. I don't know what you say, but I was totally great. I was like,
I love that.
I was having a great time looking. So great. But guys, I got to tell you this. This is a really big show, and I'm going to tell you why. It's a big show because this is good. This is officially our first season finale. This is our last show for this particular our season of what we're going to call, quote unquote, our season of the Down Low. But don't worry, we're going to be back. We're going to be back like super soon. We're only taking a month off, and we will be back in March. Actually, we'll be back March 4th. But in the meantime, Woo-hoo! You're not going to miss out on us. I know, March 4th. But in the meantime, you're not going to miss out on us because there will be reruns of shows that you've missed, of shows from some of our best shows. All of that will be airing every Friday. So you're not going to miss us. You're still going to get to hear us. Oh, my gosh. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, don't worry. I'll say it again because I want you all to understand that. I want to say hello to everybody on our switchboard, and I'm going to do my best to get to you. And remember, if you want to call in or talk to us here on the show, all you have to do is dial. Why is it escaping me all of a sudden? Damn it, I know this number better than my own number. Okay, 646-595-4038. And if you want to join in the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. And we will get to you. We're going to start from whoever has been waiting the longest all the way down to who has been waiting the shortest. And we'll just keep going on down the line. Today's conversation I thought would be kind of funny because it was just something that totally shocked me online. I was just browsing. I wasn't even looking up this particular subject. And I don't know how it came across my computer, but it completely intrigued me to the point that I sat there and read like a month's worth of somebody's blog.
Oh.
The worst thing of it, I literally sat there and read a month's worth because after a while I got so fascinated with it. I was like, okay, when is this happening? And then I noticed the date was like right now. This person just finished blogging like a day ago. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And this particular person was a guy who was cheating on his wife. And he's talking about going out to meet his mistress and the things that he does with his mistress and things, and how nice his wife is when he gets home and how she doesn't know. And, I mean, he goes into some serious, serious detail. And I'm definitely going to get into some of the things I read. I personally wish that I could give everybody a link to this. Of course, he doesn't remain anonymous. I think he did, if I remember correctly. But unfortunately, I closed and erased my history. I think I was playing on my computer, and I don't remember where it was. And I've done everything to try to find it, and I can't find it, which is probably a good thing.
Right?
At least for him. But it led me to think about, first of all, who does that? And I don't mean
it. Yeah.
I mean, who does that? Who gets on the internet and, like, as it's happening, actually blogs about it?
Girl, somebody that thinks that they are completely invincible, that's who does that.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I mean, I know the internet. I know you have to go through a lot of stuff to find a particular person on the internet. But if you live with them, that narrows it down a whole lot more and finding out what they're doing and if they're blogging or something. And I mean, I'm still old-fashioned. I keep a paper diary for my really, really, really good thoughts. And for stuff
wow.
that I really don't want to ever be held against me, I don't write them down
right.
at all.
Yes.
It's all in my head.
Exactly.
But I just, to put it on the internet is a whole other thing. I mean, I still keep the old-fashioned book diary that's hidden in a particular spot, and you need a passcode and a spell to open the book. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
And if people are like, what, a spell? No, I'm serious. You need, like, a spell to get to understand what the hell I've just written, okay? You definitely need a Rosetta Stone. Need a Rosetta Stone.
You have to speak Klingon.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's almost that crazy, but you do have to, it's like written straight out for you to understand what the hell I'm talking about. Yeah. And that was on purpose, because, you know, being an ex-adult star, I've always wondered if, you know, you think about what's going to happen if you die in your house and people start going through your stuff, you know?
Right.
It's bad enough. You know, especially if you had, especially when I was younger and I hadn't told my parents quite yet. Like, what if something happens? And they start going to my closet and see all these DVDs. And they're like, no. You know. Like, just
is it porn?
Yet. Yeah, because then I'm in it, you know. So.
Of course you are.
Yes,
of course you are.
Movies. I have every last one of them. You're laughing, but it's actually true. It's funny because it's true. I do have every last one of them. I have never watched them, but I have every last one of them.
You know what, girl? I have so many bins of my old porn. I just started taking them out and selling them. Like, I keep the ones that are special to me. But that's just too
mm-hmm.
much porn with me in it.
You know, I've been thinking about that myself.
Yeah.
It's like, let's just keep
I
figure, the ones that are really special.
It.
You know, the thing about it is, and I have to ask this. For me, the ones that are really special are not special for the reasons that people think. It probably had nothing to do with the sex.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
a friendship I made on that set, or it's something else.
Or you're the box cover.
Yeah, or it was my first box cover. Yeah, something like
exactly.
that. But it wasn't
yeah.
what you think it is.
No, I don't keep the movies because the sex scenes are good. Like, I'll never forget those
right.
movies. I don't need to watch it. I don't watch my porn as a masturbate to it. That would be weird. I watch other people.
Right.
I'm just down with some good porn now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's why, like, I have certain girls that I like, you know, so I'll go to this one
right.
or that one. But now, no, I'm not watching myself. I laugh.
Yeah, I would too. It's just that.
Or I'm looking at the bra tags and shit. I'm like, damn it, I left my tag in my panties. What's wrong with me?
But yeah, that's the problem. If you start watching, then you'll notice things like that. The things that you're not supposed to be looking at. That's what you're looking
exactly.
at.
Exactly.
But guys, okay, you know, I keep forgetting, and I'm so sorry. Guys, I do see you in the chat room. I am so sorry. I do see you in the chat room, and I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room. And thank you for joining us. We have that Lucy Marcello and Joseph Tanner and a couple of guests. I need to open this up in another window so I can see it better. But I see you in the chat room, and feel free to comment. Even if you're in the chat room, feel free to comment. We'll mention it. I see what you're doing. I see you. I'm a spy.
Nice.
Don't worry, we didn't see it. So just feel free to go ahead and join us in the conversation at any point. Especially if I can find, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm having a hard time just finding our page. And for everyone else, I also see you on the switchboard, and we're going to get to you in just a minute. But I want to talk more about this because I want to let, I got to tell you what I read because I think you're going to be shocked.
Okay.
And I know, and the reason why I say it like that is because it's kind of hard to shock us, right?
Absolutely.
I think it's pretty hard. And I was shocked. I was reading, and I was shocked so much that even though I can't find the doggone blog again, a lot of it is committed to memory. Because I was like, no, did he really just write this? Does he know that his wife might be able to find this?
A lot of it was
put to memory. But in looking at that, I did also find a lot of other, like, people were doing the same thing. I mean, you do find a lot of blogs of people, you know, complaining about the fact that they've been cheated on.
Yes.
But
you don't usually find the opposite.
Yeah, you don't usually find the opposite, someone telling everybody. Oh, I'm sorry, I got subtracted. I got distracted, not subtracted.
Nice.
Joseph is saying in the chat room that he is blocked by a wireless, he's a blocked wireless account owner. Joseph, unfortunately, there is nothing I can do about this. That's not on my end and most likely on yours. So you might have talked to either Blog Talk Radio or talk to your wireless company. because if you can't dial it, it's a totally free number and open to everybody, and I am not blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't know how to block, so I can say I'm not blocked you, but we can see you. So maybe you're just blocked from your end and not from ours, because I can definitely see you. Anyway, before we get into anything deeper here, I know I'm going on, but before we get into anything deeper, we're going to do some Dollhouse Radio announcements, and we're going to take a quick break with some Dollhouse Radio announcements, a little bit of music, and we're going to get back to the people who love to tell their business. Isn't that basically what it is? People who want to tell their secret business on the Internet.
Unbelievable.
I don't know why. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's things you want to keep secret, but there's just some things you just go, okay, I can talk about this after it's over with. You can't talk about it while it's happening. So,
right.
I don't
exactly.
know. Let's get back to this, but first of all, we're going to go to the Dollhouse Radio announcements, pay a few bills, and I will see you in just 1 sec.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
that, guys. That was Jasmine Sullivan, and that's a single brand new, Jasmine Sullivan. That was actually interesting. I kind of like that. It started off a little bit different there. I didn't know where we were going to go. But I kind of like that. Guys, you are listening to The Download, and I'm your host, Sierra Dubai, and you are here with the lovely, my lovely co-host, Alana Evans. Alana.
What's up, girl?
Hey. Y'all did Susan Lana. She is fresh back from Vegas. And you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless it ends up on
Yes.
Good Yeah.
Oh, no. Exactly. Oh, no. What I did in Las Vegas is definitely staying there. There are some pictures on the internet of making out with some girls. But the rest of that, that's staying there.
See, I didn't get those. I got all the nice smiles and the hugs, a couple of ones with some guys, but I got all the smiles and I got all the friendly pictures. That might be because I didn't look any deeper. I saw friendly pictures, but then again, what I consider friendly, somebody else may not. So,
well, I will say somebody else put some other shit up on the internet that I had to have deleted. I was like, what are you thinking? That information is far too private. You take that down right now.
You know, I hate it when people do that.
Yes. I am very private when it comes to, you know, my life and things like that. And I don't want my personal business being put out there. I have people coming to me with things they were hearing and stuff. So it's already, you know, I'm dealing with things with my personal life face-to-face with some of these people, and that's fine. But then, you know, they go putting stuff on the internet. I'm like, oh, hey now.
Yeah,
hey
you now. Know, you got to watch out with people. We have to watch out with people with that internet. And you know, it just really just hit me. And I can't believe I didn't think of this before. Maybe because it's still too fresh. I mean, at least we weren't Kanye this week, right?
Well, no.
I mean, the things being blasted on the internet.
That he likes it in the booty?
I don't know. Never met the man. Don't know anybody who knows him. I just say it. But you know what? I agree with
it's common.
A few of the people. It's okay.
It's so
it's
common.
It's not unusual.
You know what? In this day and age,
but it's one of those things
they're either curious about something, you know, or they've already done it and they like it. It's not a big deal anymore.
Personally, I think everybody does something in bed that they'd rather not get out on the internet that they enjoy.
Right.
Yes. Everybody does at least one thing in bed that they don't want out on the internet, okay?
And
it doesn't
make
you crazy or weird. It's just, you know, that's it.
And at some point on the Kanye subject, that fool learned and remember, he dated Amber Rose. She knows all kinds of business about him, and clearly she's been cool.
She knows.
Because he said some shit about her, you know, disgracing her as a woman, calling her dirty. He should be happy that it took this long for her to even leak that kind of information out, and he should just shut up. He needs to just be
Well,
quiet.
You know, he shouldn't have opened his mouth in the first place, but I'm going to go, he was a little tipsy, and they caught him just at the right time. Because that's what it looks like when I read it. And I get that. I've done that before. I've totally done that before and then gone back and had to delete stuff, okay?
That's
definitely. The problem with the internet.
But
that's why I don't take my phone out anymore. So.
it doesn't go away. I don't tell people secrets, though. That's one thing.
Yeah,
I'm
secrets is a whole
about.
Other thing. It's not a secret.
Totally.
Something here. I don't tell secrets on the internet. Anything I mentioned.
No way.
Like, I've had people bring things out, and they were like, oh, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, son, it wasn't a secret. You just didn't know. But it's not a secret.
Exactly.
It's not something I talk about often, but it's not a secret.
That's so funny. It's so true.
Yeah. But speaking of secrets, so, okay, I hinted to this on Twitter, if you all were noticing on Twitter today, and I think I might have even said something on Facebook Live this afternoon or this morning. I don't know why I always end up doing videos when I have no makeup on. You know, you would think I never wore makeup or combed my hair, but I'm on Facebook Live, and you really would. It's not true, I swear. It's just that that's when I feel talkative. So I'm doing some research, and we talked about this earlier, but for those of you who are just joining us, because I just noticed that our switchboard is totally lighting up, So for those of you who are just joining us, I'm going to rehash the story really quickly, and we're going to get right into it. But and I want to say hi to everybody, too. We see you there. And hey, if something, if you just feel the need to really say something and join into this conversation, all you have to do is press 1, and I'll notice, and I'll let you right on in. But so I'm doing some research on something else that had nothing to do with this particular subject. I don't remember how I ended up doing this, but I like to start off my morning with reading the news on the, well, I start off with Yahoo News in the morning. I like to sit and watch TV in my office and do Yahoo News, and then you end up clicking through a whole lot of stuff. And you end up on stupid stuff. Actually, that's exactly how I found it. You know how you keep going all the way down and you scroll and you see all this like stupid stuff and you're like, yeah, I got to read this, you know, just to see what it is. Because you're just playing around. You're not looking for real news. So I'm playing around. I end up in this blog thing, and it's this guy. And evidently he lives in, I'm pretty sure he was in Chicago.
Pretty sure.
From the way he was describing it, and he named certain streets, I'm pretty sure it was Chicago. And he's talking, it starts off with, oh, I think I'm meeting my mistress. I guess she's my mistress today, but we haven't talked in a while. But my wife doesn't know, and I'm going to go meet her for drinks after work. And then, you know, kind of ends, it's really short there, and then he comes back, like, later on the next day, and he's like, well, you know, met her last night. We ended up going to a cheap he ended up doing it in the car with her. And he goes
into
total details. Does it in the car with her, right? And he even talked about how the baby seat is in the back, the baby seat in the back.
Oh, that's just
so they evidently are doing it in the front. And when he gets home, his wife was like, literally asked him, and he talks about this in very detail. How she asked, she was like, oh, how are you doing? How was work? And he got home. He eats dinner. He takes off his clothes, changes his, eats dinner, plays with his kids, and then takes a shower and goes to bed and sleeps next to his wife, thinking about how wet his mistress's pussy was.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I understand that you do this. Did you just put this on the internet?
Wow.
So, and then he goes, it was in that much detail, and it was really that much detail. To the point that if somebody knows him and reads it, they'll be able to figure it out.
Oh, of course. And I realize it's the World Wide Web, but that's insane. And the same way you found that story doesn't mean that someone else isn't going to find it. And even more so,
it was just randomly.
He's either posting this from his computer at home, his laptop, or his computer at work. And somewhere someone is going to see his paper trail to the site. He is an idiot.
Eventually. And by the way, for those of you who are wondering what the site is I'm talking about, I do remember the site. I just can't find this particular blog again. It's the name of it. Blogs on this. Some of them are short. Some of them are long. Some of them just ask questions, and they live along. Basically a place for people who want to blog about stuff that is really, really, really sensitive like this.
Oh, okay.
That they should not be blogging or talking about.
Right, where they can dump all their dirty laundry and get it off of their poor, pathetic little chest so they feel better.
Right.
Because they can't tell their friends.
But, exactly. But
wow.
There are sites.
It should be just called coward.com.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. But the worst thing is, and I don't think these people realize this, is, and I've started to realize this, being there's someone who writes in several blogs, and, you know, blogs, because if you're a WordPress blog and you don't say that you can't do this, these stories get picked up into different, what they call online magazines that really just gather stuff. And they gather it from blogs. And this someone just gathered it, and it turned into an article, and someone just added a picture on the top, and then it linked to his blog. And that's how I found it.
Right.
But it really got me, because I was like, oh, okay, so this is part of our article. I started looking at the date. The last entry was the day before. So this was
wow.
Just like some advertisement blog. It was something that was really happening as we speak.
Wow.
So there's a few
and
times
he's
where
so
he talks
proud
about,
of it.
And he's so proud of it. So he goes on and on about how he's been seeing this girl. And he's evidently been seeing this girl on the side. He's in her 20s and his wife is in her 40s. And how they've
wrong.
Been seeing each other off and on. Yes, they've been seeing each other off and on for years. And, you know, of course, he pays for it in his way. You know, he helps pay
oh,
for
he's
for
a
it.
Dumbass then. He all caught up.
He, you know, he's catfish. He's worried that she's getting a little bit too needy on him and wanting money all the time. I'm like, oh, really? You
well,
think?
That's all you. That's all you're good for to her, you idiot.
27 and you're in your 50s. He's got
yes.
two kids, and they're under the
good
age
for her.
Eight.
And you know what? I hope she finds a better sugar daddy that takes better care of her and then dumps his sorry ass and then his wife dies.
Exactly.
As I get older, I start to have more disdain, not for the women because she's just hustling and doing her thing.
No, not for the women, for the men.
It's for the man who is banging, in essence, you know, his little side piece in his car. With a baby seat. You're
that's
giving
really
her money.
It was in his car, and
yes.
the baby seat's in the back, and he's talking about...
And clearly his
oh,
wife
he actually
and his
even
kids.
Talks about laying next to his wife in bed, and why he's cuddling with his wife, and, you know, he talks about laying in bed, cuddling his wife, and talking about how much... As he said this, literally, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little flustered here, because it really... This is the point where it got me flustered. He talks about... How much he how what his mistress's pussy is, and all the details of her breasts and her nipples, and then he goes, but I really love my wife as I'm laying in bed next to my wife as I put my children to sleep, and you know get ready for work the next day, and you know, hide my phone, and I'm like, really?
Yeah,
and his wife, yeah, his wife had just cooked him this wonderful meal when she came home. Didn't even ask him where he had been. Then a few
because
times
she's completely
passed, but then
unsuspecting.
She left go, she's completely unsuspecting, according to his blog.
And that makes it even more wrong, because that makes it her think, you know, that they have a happy marriage, that they're fine.
Yeah,
she's
she truly believes they have a happy marriage.
Taking care of him, taking care of their kids. And he's banging bitches in the car where his wife sits, where his kids sit. And see, I'm a porno girl. I know what kind of fluids get everywhere.
Yes, see, that's what really gets me. Like, your wife, your kids, people are going to be, and you're not going to clean that up that well that these fluids would not be still be here. What, first of all, if you're going to do all of this, why can't you afford a hotel? You should have a little love nest or something, but in the car. With the baby seat in the back? No. I mean,
yes.
A couple times
and
you turn a hotel or whatever. But no, it was just like...
That's wrong, too. Like, I'm sorry. As a woman, as a side piece, whatever, I have way more respect for myself than to let some dude bang me in his car with the baby seat in the back. Like, I would never be that bitch, ever. I'm so thankful for that.
The
no
worst
way.
One is when I went farther back in some of his blogs, and he talks about one time when his wife is out of town, and he had the girl over to his house in their bed. And she's, like, going through his wife's stuff, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's just disrespectful. You should have kept her.
Yes.
See, I've been a side piece, and as a side piece, you don't go to the man's house.
Oh, hell no.
You keep it in a hotel. You don't disrespect another woman like that. You don't disrespect the marital bed itself that way. No.
Okay, so, you know, one time. One time. But I didn't know that they were basically on a hiatus and the wife had left home, mm-hmm. and that's why she wasn't there. So I've been to the house once. But when I met this man, they were getting a divorce. They were getting separated. Of course, that lasts a month before I'm invested. And then I'm told, oh, well, you know, I think we're going to try and work it out, but I still want to see you.
Yeah.
And someone like me will fall into that situation, you know. Sure enough, though,
mm-hmm.
they did get their divorce, and he kept the house, so I don't feel that bad. I don't feel that bad. No, there's all kinds of people there, and I'm not one of them. Nope, I don't deal with that no more. In fact, these days, I'm better off
paying more attention to someone who isn't even around me, because then there's no confusion. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No more stories, no more lies, no more, you know, anyway.
I was just right along.
No, I totally get it, because I can't believe how, like, outraged I was. Like, I mean, okay, let's talk. I just got to go. Let's talk. We've been the other chick before, and we've advocated it sometimes. This was wrong.
Oh, 100%.
This was wrong on so many levels. And and you're like me, and when you start, like, you know, being disrespectful to the other woman and being in her car, then you steal. And then him himself just writing about it, and almost like he's bragging and daring to get caught.
I think so.
Every single little thing.
With the shit he's doing, bringing her in the car, taking her to the house, he clearly wants to get caught. He clearly wants to get caught.
He clearly doesn't love his wife, or he wouldn't do that. He would at least keep her so far away from his wife, nobody would ever know.
Exactly.
Okay, well, my blood pressure just went up 1,000 on that one, and I need some guys to help us bring it down a little bit. But so we're gonna go ahead and let some callers hear right on this, and we want to get your opinion. I have to admit, like I said, I was just shocked by the blogs, and I've written some blogs and I've read some blogs, and I've never seen anything like this before. So let me take our first call here. 973-9943. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi,
hello?
Who are we speaking with? Hello.
Philip, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who are we speaking with?
Philip, can you hear me?
Philip.
Hey.
Okay, I can hear you now. I didn't hear you at first. Philip, it's so great of you to join us.
Thank you. It was nice to be on the radio show.
Oh, goodness. So glad you joined. What do you think about what we're talking about here? Have you ever read a blog like this? Have you ever considered doing a blog or known someone who's done it? Or do you think this is just a stupid thing to do?
to be honest with you, I've never done anything like this. I only have mm-hmm. Facebook. So I don't have Twitter or Instagram. I'm actually only 28 years old, so... but I'm not really down with, you know, I'm actually pretty private. So I don't know, I'm not really down with going online and telling your personal business.
Okay.
I'm more so of the, you know, if you don't tell anybody your business, your relationship will probably be even better.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it is kind of sad to see a grown man in his 50s. Again, I'm 28 and he's in his 50s and he's telling the world basically that he's cheating on a woman that he said I do to. So that's pretty unfortunate. But
actually, coming from you, that's wisdom. And that's even probably the worst part about it. We've got wisdom from someone so much younger going, this probably isn't a good idea.
Right.
I just personally, I'm surprised also, I have to admit, being that you're in your 20s, maybe it's because, like you said, you're not really on social media a lot, that you haven't read more things on social media that were more surprising, maybe, because you would probably know where to find them faster than I would.
I'm sorry,
like people doing crazy stuff.
I grew up in a Caribbean household, so the way how to be honest with you, I grew up with my mother, and I grew up with a single mother-headed household, and she kind of kept me sheltered because I lived in Newark, New Jersey, so she kept me sheltered. So there's not a lot that I was exposed to. So things like that, hearing things like that, that's just very, very sad because I don't know, you know, for him to be doing that, I don't know.
I know. Look, there's got to be a special corner in hell. Look, there's a special corner in hell that is pretty much brand new for people like this right now.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say that.
It's only about 10 years, no, not even that. It's only about 5 years old, but it's in a place just for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, Phil, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you very much for the insight. And, yeah, tell us. Teach somebody some things here. Because evidently he did not learn from when he was younger, so he might need to be reminded.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem. I'm going to...
Oh, I'm sorry. We lost him there, unfortunately. You know, that was just crazy, though. He said something that really made me think about it. He's 20 years old, but he's like, okay, there's nothing right about this one at all. You can't even justify.
Right.
I mean... And the more I think about it, and I just riddle me this. Would you think that somebody who's doing something like this might be in love with his mistress?
Oh, it sounds like it to me. It's way beyond, you know, that, especially if he's, you know, getting frustrated with the amount of money that he's paying. He's clearly not appreciating it for the fact that that's what it is, you know, and he has an emotional attachment.
Okay, because I'm thinking that somebody who would do something like this, it's probably not in love. He's just, to me, he sounds like a playboy who's found a way to get away with something. And so
now,
he needed a place to brag, and he can't brag to anyone around him because it might get back. So he decided
exactly.
to brag this way, but I don't think he's in love with anybody but himself.
100%. So true.
It just feels that way. Because, I mean, there are some times when people have affairs and it's not, you know, they're actually in love with someone else. Or they might be out of love with someone. You know what I mean? It's not one of those
right.
things where I'm just trying to be a playboy. This one just sounded more like a playboy to me. It sounded like he was just bragging.
Oh, absolutely.
About what I can do.
He is definitely bragging. And the things
okay.
that he's bragging about just make him more of a scumbag.
Okay, because, yeah, the more I read that, I was going, God, you're just a scumbag. Wow,
yes.
I hope your wife finds this and sees you for everything. So, I mean, and I don't, usually it's like, wow, you're kind of a scumbag. So.
Right.
Okay,
absolutely.
It's creepy, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Okay, so still round up. We're going to take another caller here. Okay, so we have another caller. Ooh, I'm pretty much sure this is a Georgia area code here. We got 404-543. Are you there? 404-543,
yes,
are you there? Hi, how are you? Who are we speaking to?
This is Carlos.
Hey.
Hi, Carlos.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First of all, first-time caller, long-time fan. Sierra, I hope you got your TV fixed and got the ghost out of it.
Thank you. No, I just unplugged the DVD player, but it still keeps coming on, but I refuse to turn it on now. So.
Oh, okay.
On that
did you
problem.
Move? Yeah, I think it is your electric candles because, as we discussed in Twitter, it's the electric candles, whatever. If you're using a flat screen TV, if you sit the electric candle too close to the television, it interferes with the signal because I had a 64-inch.
Sense.
Yeah, I had a
64-inch.
Well,
this is really
going to
make you laugh. It's definitely not the electric candle.
Okay.
Because I was actually in another room with the electric candles, but I since haven't used them because they were all for, like, Christmas and stuff, so they've been put away, and it still keeps coming on. So I
oh, okay.
it is, actually. There's a signal somewhere that is turning it on.
Okay.
So,
but getting
crazy
to the
thing,
subject.
But I'm not willing to give up the house yet. When things start flying is when I move. But
exactly. Just like
no,
Eddie Murphy
I'm
said.
Just,
if
I'm
it
not
says,
pushing it.
Okay.
Tell me what you think about our Sunday tonight. Oh, my God, because this is, like, just really riled me up this week. I can't believe my nose is up today. Sorry, guys, if I sound nasal. But tell me what you think, because this riled me up this week when I saw this.
Yeah, but for me, you know, I'm a pretty much an avid fan of, you know, interesting things on the internet and reading about stuff. But this guy here sounds more or less like he is just, Either he has created a story for the internet because in this day and age you got people out there that, you know, they make a second life online. They're not really doing the things that they say or whatever. And so from what it sounds like to me that this guy has created this imaginary life in his head and has decided to just write these stories because a true person that is doing that type of thing would not risk putting his information out there. He would not risk his family. He would not risk his marriage. It just, to me, sounds like he's created this life and he wants to just kind of just put a story out there to get the attention of it. Now, if it is a fact that he's doing
it. I want to believe this. I really do. And I'll be honest with you. And you know what? What you're saying right now is exactly what I thought at first. So when I started doing some other things, I started looking at other people's blogs. And you know what? You're right. There's a lot of that out there. You're so absolutely right on this. But this one was too, it didn't have like a, you know how usually they have like a storyline and you can start to tell this is like a penthouse forum thing going?
Right, right.
It wasn't that. This was too, it was too.
Too fucked up.
It almost was, you know, there's some points where you're going, was he like sitting in the bathroom texting this through his phone? Because some of these, you can tell
what
he couldn't even
what you were reading. Yeah, and what you were reading, that's
like,
what it sounds like. But to me, it's okay.
Was like, it wasn't like a story. I'm like, no.
Right.
But, you know,
but my thing is, but my thing is, if it is true, then this guy is literally oblivious to what he thinks his wife believed, because there is no way in hell that a happily married woman is not going to let her husband walk through the door after certain hours and say, just, hey, honey, here's dinner, blah, 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 without asking a question. Either one, she knows he's doing it and is at a point where she says, you know what, fuck it, he's going to do what he want to do. I'm not going to worry about it. As long as he's taking care of the bills and everything, because it sounds like he's making pretty good money if he's got this 20-year-old mistress and paying
like
her
that,
for whatever.
You know what, though?
Wife,
I have to say that one of my sugar daddies used to buy bitches off with fucking $300 shopping trips to Target. So I think it's all relevant based on the girl. Like, to some young girls, like, no money.
Oh, you're
amazing.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
I laugh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, you are
so
absolutely
I think
right.
You
know, it does depend on age.
Yeah. It does
depend
on age. You know, if she's not getting
what
a hotel room.
What should I grow off with?
Exactly. He's only giving her a couple hundred bucks every time, and to her, that's a lot
you know,
of money.
Right. But he may not be getting a hotel room. He may be only getting a motel room.
Right.
There's a big difference
and so,
to a hotel room and a motel room.
Wow.
Right. And, I mean, again, we don't really know. We don't know. We only hear in one side of the story. There's two sides to every story, no matter what it is, whether it's good or bad. This situation...
Yeah.
He may be embellishing the truth. His wife may do know. She may already see what's been going on. She may have already been through it. But in his mind, he's thinking everything is hunky-dory. And so at this point, his balls have just gotten so big that he thinks he's really getting away with it. And he feels like, oh, she's not going to look on it. But we all know that a woman, if she is curious, she's going to dig and she's going to find. And
that's
this
so
guy
true.
Here... And this guy here is just, you know, basically setting himself up for failure. Because, one, the internet is worldwide. There is not a single person in this world to this day from the ages of 18 to 99 that is not on the internet somewhere. So, yeah, he may sit there and think, oh, she's not in the internet. She's telling me she's not interested in it. Somewhere along the way, whether a tablet, phone, computer, on the job at the house, it's somewhere that she's online and she's probably reading this stuff. And now here's again another part of the story. She may be getting off with him doing this type of thing and putting it out there. Maybe it doesn't bother her, but at the end of the day, if she is a happily married woman and she's doing these things for him, there's something wrong. There's totally something wrong. I can understand that. You know, he was doing this on the secretive, on the down low is the name of the show, and not, you know, telling anyone. But for you to be bold enough to go out there and put it on a blog for the whole world to see, then something's a little twisted up in your head. And like you said, I believe he is starting to have some kind of feelings for his side chick, but I think that's only because of his age difference between that young girl. Because most men, I just turned 44 on Saturday last week.
Oh, wow.
And
happy birthday.
Thank you.
What part of Georgia are you in?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
You're in Atlanta. A happy birthday, then, and a happy birthday to you. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
I hope you had a great time.
Oh. I did. I actually went and stopped over in Follies, and Follies says hello, and they're looking for you to return ASAP.
Okay, because I'm sitting here thinking, this voice sounds really familiar, but I can't figure out why I know this voice. But okay.
This is my first time calling.
Birthday. Okay.
No, that's okay.
Oh my gosh, you went to Follies. I've been there, what, 20 years? Actually, 20 years. Now that I think about it, I admit that as a joke. That was 20 years.
But they remember you. They've got a picture of you up in the bathroom, in the men's bathroom, and you were like you had on this outfit. I can't remember the outfit. It was really it was a foggy night. Anyway,
I know what poster you're talking about.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, I got to sleep this.
And I said, nah, let me not do that. I didn't, of course, know my alcohol induced.
You know what? I remember doing this, but I never, because, you know, there were way more popular girls there when I was there, so they never put my picture in the wall then. So I've never seen it on the wall.
Yeah.
But I remember.
I figured you would get a kick out of it, but I said, no, let me not do that. I don't want to, like, you know, infringe on anything or whatnot.
That would be awesome. Okay, post it on Facebook. That would be awesome. I'll repost it. Okay, so we digress. I'm so sorry. We digress. Literally, that was 20 years ago. I still have that baseball jersey that they used to sell back then. But anyway, that was 20 years ago. But, So everyone else is just as appalled and shocked that he did this as I am. I am.
I mean, because, you know, like I said, me being 40 years old, single, no kids, a man like that just, like, it just makes me just cringe, because you've got a wife, you've got a kid, you got a good home to go to. You're about to, excuse my French,
right,
but you're about to fuck it all up by putting it out on the internet.
He's about
you
to
might
fuck
as
it
well
up from what he's reading. It looks, he has
right.
a good life.
I mean,
he's just not getting what he wants. Or actually, it doesn't even sound like that. Because in one of his, okay, I'm sorry, but I got this, but I just remember this. In one of these stories, I told you, I wish I could have brought it up, or I would have put the link up so everybody else could read it too, but I couldn't find it again. But in one of his stories, he even talks about how after he had been with his mistress earlier that day, he comes home and he's with his wife that night, and he's like, well, it wasn't as good as with my mistress earlier. And I'm like, please tell me you watched your dick.
Exactly. That's the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, God, I hope
first,
he, yeah.
It was my first thought. Before you fucked your wife, please tell me that you took a shower and you washed your dick and your wife did not taste it. So the that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Like, this dude must have the balls of an elephant, because that is just, like, that is asinine. That's just wild. But, again, me being a single dude, no kids, that life for coming home to a wife and kids and everything, that is like my ultimate fantasy, you know. I've done my things in my earlier years or whatever, but I've come to realize that at some point in time, a man has to settle down and, you know, select one woman. But just don't do it because you're bored or you're lonely. You know, you got to fall in love.
Yeah.
And this guy sounds like he went the right way.
Let me correct you on that one. Not just a man, but every person. We all have to end up doing that. We all have to end up doing that eventually. For some of us, it comes later in life. For some of us, it comes too soon. And eventually, you're going to end up with that one person that you just want to spend time with for the rest of your life, and they end up becoming your soulmate, your best friend, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
And it's absolutely necessary. And hopefully you get that person, because nobody wants to die alone.
Right, exactly. But yeah, this guy here, but then when you were telling the story about he was making out with the chick in the car with the baby seat, first of all, what kind of woman are you that you would disrespect the car with the child that sits in there? And then, two, how would you be as a woman?
What kind of woman are you to do that?
Right. And then the second thing is, too, is to you, I understand you're the side chick. That's understandable. But for you to allow yourself to be, what I'm trying to say, to be basically insulting the other woman by sleeping in the bed with him while she's out of town. You, as the side chick, should have been like, you know what, okay, let's do this. You know, let's not do it at your house. Let's go to a hotel. Maybe that's the innocence of being in her 20s. She just was like, oh, this is a nice house, blah, blah, blah. But at some point in your mind, you should have been like, you know, this is a risky situation. I'm disrespecting his kids. I'm disrespecting his wife, blah, blah, blah. But I feel sorry for both of them because when the shit hits the fan, that's going to she's going to be Scarlet Letter.
It will hit fan. Yes.
And he's, of course, you know, with us men, we get our little slap on the wrist or whatever, and everybody else looks away from it. But for him to be at that age, and like I said, whatever he's doing for a living, that if it ever comes out in public or if it gets into the wrong hands, his life is going to be shot to hell. She's going to be looked at as a harlot and everything else that is, you know, a woman can be labeled as. And they're going to have to live with that for the rest of their life.
It won't be a slap on the wrist because, and this is why, though everybody else may not treat you as they're going to treat that particular woman, your children still have to look at you every day, and they know what happened. Because don't think their mother is not going to tell them. And then, even if they don't know then, eventually when they grow up, they're going to find them out, especially since you put it on the internet, so it's never erased.
Exactly.
So
and that's the thing about it.
They're eventually going to look at you with a side eye.
Right, and the thing about it, too, is that the internet is forever. I don't care how much you say that, oh, things get wiped off the internet. No, no, no. If you Google something that happened 20, 30 years ago, it's still there. So this being a blog, I don't know how large the site is, but it being a blog, definitely it will be looked up within the next 5 to 10 to 15, 20 years. So there's no erasing that.
If it's on Blogster or whatever it's run by Google. But like I said, what happened is they changed it and turned it into an article, and then it linked right back to the blog. I do this a lot of times when I'm researching stuff. I send what us bloggers call hat tips back to where we got our information from. That way you know we're not lying. And it was in hat tips. So I know this person wasn't lying. This is where they got the information.
Yeah. Right. So I mean, I wouldn't be surprised in the next few. You know, if you just found he just had an update a couple of days ago. I won't be surprised that because you know how people do on the internet. They take bits and pieces of stuff that they see on the internet. They put it on Facebook. They put it on Instagram. They put it on Twitter. They put it on Snapchat, whatever. And so I'm willing to bet within the next couple of weeks, if not months, you're going to start seeing this on Facebook. You're going to start seeing it on Twitter. So what happens, it's going to get out.
If it got picked up
it's
by one,
it'll
get picked up by others. Yeah.
Right. I mean, think about it.
Well, I hope
Facebook,
he isn't real, because if he is real, he's in trouble.
Oh, he's in trouble. All right, ladies, I'm not going to take up too much more time. I know that you got to take more calls, but I do appreciate
you.
Thank you so much
for calling. And please, call back, because you know what? We always love callers.
Okay, definitely. Sierra, I will check it out on Twitter.
Yes, check me out on Twitter. Check me out on Facebook. And I'm going to stay on and listen, because I have some more things that I have to tell you all before we end our show tonight. Thank you so much. Okay, so Carlos, we'll let you go. But, okay, so I've got to say, guys, tonight was I have to admit, because I'm not usually this, like, gung-ho about a show. Well, actually, that's I'm always gung-ho about a show, but I'm never so, like, really fevered about a topic like this. And it was
a good topic.
It was really great. It was just amazing that I actually saw it. So, but you know what? I hate to say it, it's probably the best topic that we've had in... maybe because this is our last show until March.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break. And I know everyone's going, no, but I have to to say, we have to take a short break because we've been at it now. Do you realize we have been at it? We have been nonstop every Friday night here on Dalhouse Radio for the Download Live for a year and a half. And
it's
I am so very excited to say that. It's so freaking awesome. So since we've been at it for a year and a half, nonstop, no stops, no breaks, we're going to take a month off. This is our little series finale, not series, I'm sorry, season finale. We're going to take a month off, and we'll be back March 4th with all new things. We have a new segment coming. We've got new ways for you to reach us. You're going to see videos from us on Periscope. Remember we got the Periscope video? You got my email, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we got Periscope. And we have Facebook Live, so you're going to be seeing video from us every once in a while. And, of course, you know, I have been saving this. We do have live answers and questions. I'm sorry, not live, but we have answers to questions and answers here on the Download Live. And we do questions and answers on the downloadlive.com. So if you have anything that maybe that you're going through, you want to chat about, you saw something, you want to hear my opinion, hear Alana's opinion, hear Lola's opinion, all you have to do is go to the downloadlive.com and we will answer you, and I will start posting everything. So you're going to be seeing that. And also while we're going, you're going to see reruns of all of our old shows over the past year and a half. But we will definitely be back March 4th, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're going to start off the show with a bang on March 4th.
Hang it up.
Hang it up, yes. Okay, so we've had a great time, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much. And Alana, please, get some rest and get well, because, you know,
thank
we want to hear your very, very happy voice soon.
Yes, yes, it's okay. I'll just stay up late night texting
It's okay. Or you can always just, anytime you want to, just, you know, log on Periscope with us.
Yes.
Also, by the way, you can find Alana at, actually, you have to tell us because I don't know all your stuff. You've got so many things just like I do. Where can we find you while we're away?
I love that. You can follow me on Twitter at AlanaEvansXXX. It's the same ID for Instagram. And head on over to my gamer website, PwnedByGirls.com. Yes.
Yes.
What about you, Mama?
Well, I've taken down, for you all who don't know, I've taken down my adult site. There's no particular reason. It's just what I felt like doing. But you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Periscope. And it's all under one name. I am the one and only Sierra Devi, and it's Sierra Devi. And you can listen to our shows on thedownloadlive.com, and also you can listen to everything here at Dalhouse Radio on dalhouseradio.com. And I advise you do that because there are a couple of really good shows. And by the way, you would have known about what was happening with Kanye if you had been listening to Hot Sugar, and that's all us. So you would have known about it as soon as it happened and a few other things because we got the gossip here.
Hell yeah,
and other girl. Times, we got the gossip for everyone over there in St. Louis. Truth be told. Because I love these
truth be told.
I'm just going to say that. I love truth be told. Oof, I love listening to them. They get me riled up. So, guys, they get me riled up. I'm like angry black woman by the time I'm done with them. Not in a bad way, but it's funny. They get me riled up. I love truth be told. So, anyway. We will be back March 4th. In the meantime, please listen to all of our old shows. And don't forget to come and join us on all of our Instagrams and network accounts and, you know, just being out there. And love you guys so very much and can't wait to see you. And thank you for joining us here on Dalhouse Radio. And I'm going to take you out with a little bit of something. I don't know. I kind of want to do something a little different today. I want to take you. Oh, darn it. My screen just went out on me. I want to take you out with something a little bit different today just because it'll be a little while before I see you. So we're going to take you out with, I guess,
spell on you.
I like that. Don't you? They're spell
I like
on
that.
You? I like they're going to spell on you.
And that's a little bit of Nina, not Nina Harley. You know who that is.
Oh, I can't believe it. This is the end. Look, I'm still trying to find it. I can't find it. There it is. A little bit of Nina Simone. So we're going to take you out with that. And until then, we'll see you March 4th. Ooh, I just saw something even better. I'm sorry. I'm changing my mind because I'm a woman.
Oh?
I'm taking you out with a little Kanye West because I still feel like a bigot. Okay?
I fucking love you.
She took my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town. That digs on me.
I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke nigga. I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock. By your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My tiger told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You would see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't wanna do the smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's falling, and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.